All right, nice, bright, shiny start to the day. It's cold out there, though. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. You know, this is the time of year that Port Huron City Rec should be gearing up for their summer programs. College students coming back home for the summer, filling some of those jobs. But this year is looking and feeling a lot different. Joining us right now is Port Huron City Manager James Freed. James, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It has been a while since we've talked, a couple of weeks or so. What's the latest in terms of how COVID-19 is affecting city services?
Well, first off, COVID-19 in our community is performing very, very well. As of yesterday, only 3 St. Clair County residents were in the hospital in the last week, so that's fantastic. We have only 54 active cases. Many of those will get better in the next couple days and next couple weeks, and that number should fall down. So overall, we're doing well in that regard, but there's a real impact, you know, financially for the city. A large portion of our revenue, about 50%, comes from income taxes. We believe in the fourth quarter of this year that's going to be greatly diminished. People aren't going any trips, so the gas tax is down. We get revenue sharing from the Act 51 gas tax. So we anticipate there'll be some shortfalls in revenue sharing as well, for not only gas tax, but state shared revenue sharing. So across the board, revenue is going to be sharply down. And what makes this different than most budget challenges is it's not a structural budget challenge. It's a short-term, well, we hope to be a short-term blip. But we have to live within our means. We have a constitutional basis to not only adopt, but operate a balanced budget. And so we began greatly reducing city operations a month ago. We typically hire, you know, probably right around 100 or more seasonal workers to help with our recreation programs, to help with mowing, to help with the pools, to help with some of our projects. We haven't done that. We've begun instituting furloughs for city workers who are in non-essential jobs where some of the operations just aren't going to happen. One of our concerns is McMorrin. We don't even know if McMorrin will open at all this year because of the social distancing requirements. And so it seems silly to keep paying staff if we don't know if that's going to open. So a lot of those people have furloughed for the next couple of months. And so we'll take this in, you know, 60, 90, 100, 120-day horizons.
Yeah. What about parks and beaches? You know what Lakeside Beach looks like on a warm, sunny day, and today, of course, is anything but warm. But we're just weeks away from those days when people are going to want to fill the beach. What happens then?
Well, Lakeside Beach parking lot was about 40 to 50% filled over the last 2 days, so when it got warm. And that was at 65, 70-degree weather. So you're right. We have real concerns about what's going to happen, specifically around Memorial Day. We don't want to see a large contingent of Wayne County and Macomb County residents coming here. That would not be good. So we are working on a plan right now with the DNR, our legal counsel, on what our options are to secure our beach to make sure it's not a problem or a hot point.
You raise a good point. The governor has included St. Clair County in with the Metro Detroit region in terms of reopening Michigan. And so that means we'll be among the last to see things reopen, I think, based on the number of COVID-19 cases, which, as you pointed out at the beginning, is extremely low here in Port Huron. But it's still extremely high, or has been high, in Wayne County. And a lot of those people come up here to visit on the weekend. A lot of people that live in Port Huron go down there to work during the week. What are your thoughts on St. Clair County being included in that Metro Detroit region?
Well, we have real issues with that. First and foremost, if those are the problem counties, as long as they're closed, their employers are closed, and residents who live in St. Clair County won't be going to work there if they're closed. So we've worked with our legislative partners to try to get a message to the governor that we should be, we're not performing like Macomb County or Wayne County. Our COVID situation is significantly different. We only have currently 54 actives with 3 people in the hospital of St. Clair County residents. So to lump us in with Wayne or Macomb is greatly unfair to us. We believe that we can begin safely opening very soon. We hope that the governor will although we are part of that region, but we are, the situation is not the same, and there has to be differences. So, you know, if you live and work in St. Clair County, we should be able to go back. But if you work in Macomb and they're closed, well, you certainly can't go back because your office isn't open. So it doesn't seem to me it has to be all or nothing. So we'll work with them on that. and hopefully reasonable heads will prevail.
What do you think the summer of 2020 looks like in Port Huron?
Beautiful, blue water, gorgeous beaches, a lovely place to visit.
But we just have to keep our social distance probably into the summer, don't we?
Well, I just don't know. I'm not a health expert, so I have to defer to the health experts on a lot of this. But I do hope that we'll be getting back to normal. You know, it's starting to feel like we're even just getting the lawnmowers out and getting some of our essential contracting work going. There's a sense of normalcy. I hope that continues. I think our residents are very intelligent. I think our residents are smart. I think they know how to do things safely. And at some point, you got to trust Michiganders.
You mentioned furloughs and other cutbacks in city government. What are some other things that you're looking at as you deal with budget shortfalls for the remainder of this year?
Delaying capital projects. If we have, you know, projects that we can put off to the next budget year, or simply we just will defer them for several years. So a lot of the capital projects we have planned, big construction projects like park projects. We had a several $100,000 DNR project at Lighthouse Beach that will probably be delayed by a year. We're in talks with the DNR to see if they will allow us to extend that grant. So we want to free up as much cash and to maintain a positive cash flow position for the next quarter. And then really, because we're looking at a future that we don't know. We believe this will be a short-term financial issue, but we just don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. And so I have a fiduciary obligation to the mayor and council and the citizens to take the measures necessary to financially protect our city, because this isn't fund money. This isn't monopoly money. This is the people's money. And we have to treat it like it would be our own. What would we do if this was a private business? How would we operate? We operate like a private business. So we have to maintain a positive cash flow position. We'll take opportunities like furloughs and reduction in capital when we can take those to hedge the losses that may come. And then we're also working with our state and federal partners on additional funding sources. We still don't know what the federal government's going to do, if anything. But we do not operate with the assumption that a lifeboat is coming, because that would be irresponsible.
The economy really was doing well here in Port Huron, in St. Clair County. As you said, this will hopefully be a temporary setback. Do you see things surging once we get COVID-19 either contained or behind us and get things reopened again? Do you think that we pick up where we left off?
It greatly depends. The sooner we get open, the greater likelihood of a vibrant recovery. The longer this goes on, the less likely it becomes we have a vibrant recovery. The longer this goes on, it becomes clear that there are some businesses that will not return. I talk to business owners every single day, small business owners every single day, businesses, strong businesses that you would know and the names you know, that say if this goes much past June, we will never open our doors again. And so if this goes on much longer, I think we're going to see a lot of institutional businesses that have been around for a very long time never come back. And that's my concern.
I think that's a concern of people all across the state of Michigan as this continues to draw out further.
Well, Paul, remember the PPE, the payroll protection program that we have that businesses can apply for, that's a forgivable loan to maintain payroll. Well, that doesn't pay your mortgage, and that doesn't pay your utilities, and that doesn't pay your suppliers. And so, yeah, the PPE is helping maintain payroll, but there's no profit involved there. And you can't run a business unless you're making a profit.
What's been the biggest challenge as a city manager through this whole episode of the last couple of months or so?
Well, there's twofold, and it kind of develops. The biggest challenge I faced first and foremost was there was a pandemic hitting our community. I'm the city manager. What actions, what constitutional authority and charter authority do I have to take actions necessary to maintain health and human safety? So when this first came about, we didn't know how bad it was going to be. You have to assume the worst. When you're in a position of leadership and you have the authority to make changes to mitigate damages and protect health and human safety, you do that. So you move quickly. There's no time for dithering. You act quickly. And we did that. We mitigated. We had a whole mitigation proposal. We were the first cities in the entire state to put out a mitigation proposal for all the city. We created things like drop-off zones for our businesses so we could try to keep them surviving. So we did a lot of really quick-thinking things in the early onset. We also learned a lot of things we can do better. things to make our operations more resilient. Next thing is I worry about the economic impact. Moms and dads and families out there who didn't get a stimulus check, who had problems getting their unemployment, there's a cash on hand issue. It creates a food shortage issue. And so we're seeing people at food truck lines that you would have never thought would ever be waiting in a food truck line. People who used to make $50,000 to $100,000 a year now are in a food truck line. And so 70-some% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. I got to believe 90% live month to month. And so that's a real issue, food security. So now we're working with our partners to make sure that we have feeding programs, whether it's Mid-City Nutrition. The mayor and council are looking at a robust CDBG program to fund those operations, fund the food trucks. Even the long-term food security planning, like the seed program, Port Huron Sprouts, that's an innovative program. People shouldn't have to worry about if they're going to have produce this summer. We can address those issues now if we plan ahead and think ahead and be creative. And so we've done programs like that. The next challenge as a city manager is how do we don't lose the ground we've gained financially? Port Huron was in a very strong financial position. We worked on our unfunded liabilities. We had balanced budgets, multi-year projections for balanced budgets. I don't want to lose that ground. And so taking steps now to protect the financial viability of city operations to ensure that whatever harm happens is short term, not long term. What I would not want to happen is we sit by, we dither, we don't take steps to address the financial concerns now, and then this festers to become a much larger issue down the future, which has permanent impacts on operations. So the throttling down of parks and recreations, the throttling down of McMorrin, these are temporary. Because we've acted now, they're temporary. If we chose not to act in the future, it could be much worse. So it goes from, first and foremost, mitigating health and human safety. And then, as city manager, I want to work with the mayor and council and make sure we mitigate the long-term damages to this community. And now, working with the DDA, the Economic Development Alliance, is how do we develop a recovery strategy? And government, you know, we talk about economic development as if government, you know, is like, it can do all the, government doesn't create jobs, government doesn't start a business. All we do is create an environment in which things can happen. And so we want to make sure that Port Huron continues to be a very conducive place to restart a business, to reinvest, to reopen. What can we do to make it very easy to do that here? And oftentimes it's as simple as getting the government the heck out of the way. And so we want to make sure we're having an open line of communication with our business owners, find out where the touch points are and what we can do better to help them along. And if we can do that, we'll make changes along the way.
Sure to look forward to getting things restarted and reopened. It's there's a lot of challenges ahead of us, but I think Port Huron's in a good position to meet those challenges.
Well, we got good people. You know, we have a great business community. We have a really strong alliance in our downtown. We have really good elected officials. Our mayor and council are very good to work with, sane, rational people. That's helpful. Mayor Rep has just been in overdrive for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, she's been on the phone every day, on Zoom calls every day with community stakeholders, reaching out, whether it's, you know, Council on Aging or the foundation. That has been very helpful. In our employees, our employees continue to work, a vast majority of them, from home. So when people are calling back and returning your phone calls that you call City Hall, they're calling from home, they're working from home, they're coming in gloves and mask on to process mail. Our police officers and firefighters continue to be on the front lines. They never once took a day off. They never once stepped back to this crisis. They kept on pushing through. So we have good people that keep this city going forward. And I think that is something money can't buy, and that's something you can't duplicate. And that's why I'm confident if we get things back open pretty quick, we'll be okay.
All right. We sure hope so. James, always appreciate your time. You stay safe, be well, and we'll talk again real soon.
All right. I'm going to stay in the deck this week.
All right. Have fun with that. Take
yeah,
care. Bye-bye.
We'll see. All right. Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Port Huron City Manager James Freed.